Josh, I want to just finally turn to some of the politics around this. First of all, we saw that debate around Australian sailors being on board the US sub that sank the Iranian warship. Do you think that this latest deployment is going to be viewed against that? Will it kind of add weight to this argument that we're getting sucked in, whether we like it or not, to this Middle East conflict?
I think so. I think the government will keep trying to make this distinction. But obviously when this conflict erupted the other weekend, government ministers asked, you know, what do you think of the legality of this international law, concerns and so forth. And all their answers were, Australia's not a party to this. It's the US and Israel doing this. We're not part of it. It's questions for them. But as you say, last week we learned three Australians were on board a US crewed submarine that sank an Iranian warship off the coast of Sri Lanka. That was, you know, belatedly kind of conceded by the government. Now we know that there are Australians being deployed to a zone that has come under military threat from Iran. This, I think, is sort of the part of the creeping sort of thing that David Shoebridge, the Greens defence spokesperson, said a couple of days ago.
The mission creep.
Yeah, he was saying that this is signing us up to another US war by deception and stealth.
That point of mission creep really takes me to how the public might view this. Do we have any sense of how it's being viewed? Because people still remember the issues over the Iraq war.
I'll be very interested to see opinion polling on this amongst Australians because, you know, I think even in the US, this war is not very popular. You think of, you know, Trump came to power promising, you know, an end to the forever wars, an end to getting American troops embroiled in endless kind of overseas conflicts, especially in the Middle East, especially in Iran. And I think even in a country like America, if there is sort of opposition or reluctance to this sort of conflict, I think Australians probably would be even more so concerned about this. People have memories about Iraq and Iraq too, and about Afghanistan and all these other conflicts that we've been involved in at the behest of the US. And I think the fact that Trump himself is still relatively unpopular in Australia, I'm not sure. I'll be very interested to see how Australians would react to the idea of further military sort of entanglement of ADF troops or resources or, you know, Australia just being involved in this with Donald Trump in Iran.
That just brings me to my last question here in terms of what Anthony Albanese might be weighing up, do you think, when it comes from that public view of what he's doing versus Australia's relationship to the US and to other countries? Where is the issue here for him as this goes on?
Look, I think that is the question. Domestically, we haven't heard a lot, I think actually very little, almost nothing from the Labor caucus, the Labor Party room. And this kind of goes to a broader sort of issue in Australian politics at the moment in that Labor has this big thumping majority in the parliament, in the lower house, and, you know, got a pretty good run in the Senate as well. And there's not a lot of dissent or not a lot of sort of feedback that we're hearing from the party room about government decisions, some of which are proving unpopular. We know from people that we talk to, right? As political journalists, we know there's a lot of MPs who are not happy about this sort of stuff, but they're very reluctant, quite cowed to actually say anything about this. So I think we would be very interested to hear from, you know, Labor MPs, people in the Labor tent who are concerned about this and other government decisions. But so often Labor MPs, other ministers are very, 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 very reluctant to say anything that kind of goes against the party line or to sort of question a decision made by the government, by the cabinet, by the prime minister. Even this morning before I joined you, we hear that, you know, Labor discussed this in their party room meeting, which they have every week during parliament. And there was not a single question, apparently. Not a single question from the 94 MPs and 20-something senators about Australia sending a military plane, 85 defence personnel and missiles to the Middle East. Apparently there was not a single question. There was a bunch of questions about fuel security. There was a bunch of questions about people getting ripped off at the Bowser. But apparently not a single Labor MP allegedly asked about this. So I find that quite astonishing.
That is astonishing, and I'm sure that will be raked over as well in terms of the implications for the Labor Party. Mm. Look, this is another really consequential day in Canberra. Thank you so much for taking us through it.
No problem. Thank you.
Now, That was political reporter and chief of staff Josh Butler. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert, sound design and mixing by Daniel Simo. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to follow Full Story wherever you get your podcasts, including on Spotify. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.